VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. 3 days of national mourning began Wednesday in Mozambique after one of the most destructive storms to strike southern Africa in decades killed hundreds of people. The cyclone had sustained winds of up to 170 kilometers per hour. It hit Mozambique late Thursday before sweeping inland to Zimbabwe and Malawi. Some estimates say more than 1,000 people have been killed. United Nations judges have increased the sentence for Bosnian ex-leader Radovan Karadzic to life. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Karadzic's sentence for genocide, war crimes and crimes against humanity had been 40 years and has now risen to life. The former Bosnian strongman will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars. One of the judges said the earlier sentence underestimated the extraordinary gravity of Karadzic's responsibility and his integral participation in the crimes. Karadzic has vowed to continue to fight to clear his name. Applause broke out in the public gallery as the judge passed the new sentence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As New Zealand police continue to work with families to positively identify those killed in last Friday's attack at two mosques in Christchurch, members of the community buried their dead Wednesday and tried to press forward with their lives. As of Tuesday, 21 of those victims had been formally identified and were being made available to release to their loved ones. Malawi's Electoral Commission has officially launched campaigning for May elections with calls for an end to political violence. Malawians will be choosing lawmakers in the National Assembly and voting for president, as well as for local government representatives. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, has been meeting in Rome for talks on the political crisis in the South American country. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA.
Following a meeting with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov, Abrams said, "We did not come to a meeting of the minds, but the talks were positive in the sense that I think both sides emerged with a better understanding of the other's views." The two sides remain at odds over the legitimacy of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The United States has recognized self-declared President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader, while Russia continues to recognize Mr. Maduro.
President Trump is making another prediction about when Islamic State fighters will lose the last of their territory in Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I brought this out for you.
As reporters stood near Marine One, the president showed maps of what he said was territory the militants held the night he was elected and then as of this morning. On the first one,
everything red is ISIS.
And then the second.
There is no red. In fact, there's actually a tiny spot which will be gone by tonight.
He previously said the militants were defeated, but sleeper cells remain. The president says the U.S. will keep 400 troops in Syria indefinitely. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mr. Trump says U.S. tariffs on China are likely to remain in place for a while, even if the two countries reach a trade deal. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
The work towards reaching a trade deal with China is coming along nicely, according to Trump, but he says even if an agreement is reached, tariffs imposed by Washington are likely to remain until U.S. officials are convinced the Chinese are adhering to the terms of any agreement.
If we're taking in billions and billions of dollars right now in tariff money, and for a period of time that will stay.
The president says the Chinese have had a lot of problems living up to some previous deals. Tit-for-tat tariffs imposed last year by the United States and China, the world's two largest economies, ignited fears of a trans-Pacific trade war. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Vice President Mike Pence has assured flood victims in the Midwest that help is on the way. He toured the states of Nebraska and Iowa Tuesday to see how a powerful late winter storm was a huge disaster for small towns and farmers who say they were already struggling financially. Nebraska officials estimate that floods caused more than $1 billion in damage to the state's agriculture sector alone. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.